The old lady would sit up, you know, like a chaperone. She'd sit in the same room with them. They couldn't hug and kiss, you know. And and then when it got 10:30, she went and got the young man's hat. And she says, here, go. She couldn't talk good English. But this happened, really, you know. And we'll never get over that. The girls got so mad that their grandma sent the man flying, you know. And of course, the young man would obey and go. But that's the way they were abrupt in their ways. They get tired of it. They didn't want you to come around. Well, I think it's best to, if you don't want the boy to court the girl, tell him outright, then he don't have to come back.
When a girl, they'd say he hadn't been the same since she
They ain't no more mama and nothing no more. They do as they please. They live home. They go rent an apartment some kind of way. They do what they want.
After a person got married, say a person had been married for the first time or the second, say they'd been, after a person had been married for the second time, would they ever have a kind of a thing where they'd come around the house and shoot off their guns and have a big...
No, not drunk.
To do?
There's a certain class of people, you know, I call them common type, no education, they live rough life. There's kind of done those things, but a halfway refined person didn't do that. They'd either get a divorce or they'd stay together. And there was a lot of marriages kept up for 25 and 50 years. It's so common now, it's always on a person's, in a person's mind, but they never have all that marriage cut up. They stayed together, you know?
Say a person, say there's his wife died or something like that, or her wife, her husband died, and she married again.
Well, they were free. They'd have a gentleman come to see them, and eventually they'd marry.
Marry.
That's going on right now down at Maison Blanche. They got a place where the elderly people meet, and the widows go down there, the widows, and they want to get married again. There's three weddings down there last year. They made a match, you know, and they're happily married.
What would they have for somebody after they get married a second time? Would they have something, would they ever come around and have a big hoot and holler and shoot off guns?
No, it depends on if they had a wedding, they got married in the church, and then they had a reception afterwards.
You know what a shivery was?
Well, that was, I don't understand that good, but I think that's a divorce person, one or the other divorced, and then they remarry, you know? And most churches objected to divorces.
They give them a what?
Yeah, shivery.
That's
a French expression, I believe. That's mostly down here and around Louisiana. It's a Creole. I don't know, I never delved into the subject much. They didn't have much of that. That was mostly in vaudeville or something, you know, entertainment.
Yeah. Can you name some different southern states, places that you've been in the South? Can you name other southern states for me?
Other what?
Southern state, other states for me, like
Alabama, Mississippi.
Okay. I'm from...
Georgia, you're part of the South.
Yeah.
How many of us southern states? I forgot. 7 or 8? More than that.
Okay.
North Carolina, South Carolina. But as it gets up now Oklahoma, Kentucky's in there, but up in the northern part of Kentucky, it joins Missouri, and they're more on the Yankee side, see?
Yeah.
It's a mixture on the border, you know?
Uh-huh.
They didn't go in with the Confederacy.
Yeah.
They after us down here, because we're strictly Confederate, what's left. We got that Confederate library there at Camp and Hart Avenue, made of stone. It's a beautiful crane. They got all the Confederate relics in there. Used to be free to go in and get the quarter or 50 cents.
I've seen that. It's over that.
Yeah, you ought to go in and see some of them nice little things. I got a Confederate soldier's picture. He quoted my aunt. That's through my different little things from my generation I've saved. Nice looking young man. I guess he got killed. But them northern boys came down here and the southern boys, they were courting one another. And they were friends. They never personally did anyone any harm, you know. That was a foolish war.
Okay.
All people got killed over it.
Now the capital of this state is